Oh, whoa.
That person will die soon.
Well, I mean...
That's kind of, I mean...
That one seems to be a push. Right,
put a frog there, anything.
Yeah, right. Also, probably just scare you to death.
In Japan, it's considered good luck if a black cat crosses your path.
Where is this?
Japan.
Japan, okay, all right.
Gotta love the Japanese.
Yeah, they just go positive, baby.
We'll change it. It's good. Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
people are saying step on a crack and then throw salt over your shoulder. I think now we're just mixing these metaphors or whatever they are.
One more for you. Scotland, if a black cat appears on your doorstep, it could mean you're about to receive money. It could.
It could, but then again, it could also mean
Scottish you're dead mythology to me. Also includes a fairy called the Cat Sith, who takes the form of a black cat with a white spot on its chest.
The internet now says that you should walk in a circle, then go backward across the spot where you cross the paths with the cat and count to 13.
I don't feel like you have time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Nobody got time for that.
Who the heck? Could you imagine? I go back outside the gate, back where the guy's got his camp out there.
Yeah, that's what I didn't cross a black cat this morning, but I did cross the man who's living behind the station.
Yeah, I know.
With his dog laying in the middle of the street.
Could you imagine? I go back out there and I'm like, he's like, "What's up?" Nothing. Just walking backwards across the spot where the black cat crossed my path in a circle, and I'm counting to 13. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's always interesting, these people who live behind the station, because we have a massive shade tree.
That tree does provide some cover.
I think that's the appeal. And it's a side street, so it's not super busy.
Correct, yeah.
Right, and they feel like, well, that's the very property wide, that's too. Right there is KXLY, but they have a big fence.
Yeah, they don't care.
And so they don't care if we're out here. And they just, it starts like day one, the car's just parked there.
Oh, yeah.
And then day two, it's like, okay, the car's parked there. Now we're getting a little, doors are open on the car.
Yeah.
Next thing you know.
Then there's an RV.
Yep, an RV's there. Now all the doors are open in the car. They've got a barbecue out. Right. There's a dog in the road. You're like, well, they've made themselves at home.
It's like that family reunion where people just keep coming over, and the next thing you know, just there's too many.
And then they'll be gone. They'll be asked to leave, I believe, by the Spokane's finest.
Yeah.
They'll just say, yeah, can't be here, guys.
Can't have a camp.
Then they'll leave, and then somebody will come back in a few days.
You'd think they would have taken care of that. I think we have, like, you know, corporate visitors or something today. So you'd think they would just be like, hey, corporate's here. We got to clean it all up.
I can't leave a mess in the kitchen, but we can have that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, man. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You know how a Pyrex glass pan talks, don't you?
Kevin James.
Arr, I'm cooking up your stuff. I'm a Pyrex pan.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
So do we need to you want me to put out an all email or something?
Yeah. Well, either that or if Jacob could swing by. I think Jacob, who does weddings with me, I think he took my cell phone charger.
Oh, that guy. He can't be
also
trusted.
Known as an iPad charger.
But you have the older version of the charger?
I do, the Lightning.
Yeah, Lightning.
I'm all about the Lightning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the USB-C. I mean, I do for my newer iPad. But, yeah, I was going to charge, well, my phone is charged because I now have the little cradle thing that you set it on. My phone goes on one and my watch goes on the other one.
Wait, so it stands up? Is it a stand-up thing? Not the lay-down pad thing.
Like this.
I kind of like that.
Slide it on, doot-doot, and then the watch goes on the little arm that comes off of it.
Oh, wow.
It's really cool. And then down below it has a thing for AirPods, but it has to be the magnetic Nameg Vox or whatever it is.
Okay, is that the case?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And mine is not. These are just the cheap AirPods.
Right, yeah.
And so it doesn't charge my AirPods, and they're dead. And
so the charger I just stole from Diamond, I got to go put back now, and you didn't even need it.
Oh, yeah, you stole it because he has an iPad out there.
Yeah.
But But yeah, that's...
It's got the wrong charger. Man, I'll just put out an all email.
And I feel like I always have a lot of chargers around, but I know I have like two with DJ equipment somewhere.
Yeah.
Or they're actually inside like the box, you know, where the controller is, so that we always have one there.
I don't even know how I would actually charge my under my junkie car. I don't even know how I would charge anything in there. I think I would have to have a cigarette lighter adapter for the
that's what I have
for the USB-C.
Yeah, Jay, I have the cigarette
in your
lighter.
Car?
Oh yeah,
you don't have a actual built-in port for your charging cord.
No, I mean there might be a USB, but you know what I don't like about those? If you plug into that, it always wants to then
it connects to the car.
Yeah, it always wants to put your you know, like, hey, all my songs are available now. Like, nah, if I want that, I'll go through Bluetooth. Thanks though. That's kind of what I always tell it. Thanks though.
Thanks though. And if there's other people in the car and they're plugged in and you're trying to keep your, you know, you got your GPS on and you don't want it through the car, and then it's just a whole thing.
Oh man, it was one
of my
least...
we had maps and stuff? That was cool.
I could not stand it when there was a person, a friend of mine, who you know, liked music a lot, and one time hooked his phone into my car, okay?
Okay, yeah.
To play me some new songs or whatever. You wanted to play me songs. And I was like, okay, cool.
Not through the cord, just Bluetooth. Is that what you're
that's
telling
correct.
Me? Yeah, okay.
But my car remembered him.
Oh, yeah.
And every single time
terrible.
He got in my car.
His phone would connect,
Am I still connected? Yeah.
Yes, you are, and I wish you were.
Oh, listen to this. And I was like, no.
Have you ever done that where...
Just once was enough.
Have you ever done that? My wife and I have been... too close in two separate vehicles where she's connected to...
Oh, really?
To my vehicle.
Yeah, I don't really have a connection with anyone.
So,
hello, my name is... Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is...
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is...
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
Yes. Y'all ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show, the one and only, Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Howdy there.
Good morning. Long time no see, Jay.
Yeah, been a minute.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, it was a joke.
I mean, we were at the fair till all hours of the night.
Oh, last night, I got
you. The Idaho, you know, North Idaho State Fair.
Yes. It's a great time.
Closed it down. Man, the beer garden wasn't open long enough for us. You know what I mean, right? I mean, am I right?
Oh, when you're right, Jay.
Man, let's go.
Well, because of that, I guess, my routine has been thrown off, or was thrown off a little bit this morning.
Okay.
What I do, I don't know, do you guys do this where you set out your clothes the night before?
I used to do that all the time. I don't do it so much anymore.
I did too when I was in kindergarten.
All right.
No, Steve, I don't hate that idea. I will tell you that I try to think of like what I'm going to wear each night.
Okay.
And make sure I know where it is. Right.
That's basically the same thing, is it not?
It kind of is, yeah. I understand what you're saying. But I'm Kevin, proximity of clean clothing is what you're looking for. Steve wants the exact outfit, which I don't understand because it's the same every day, right? This is why I stopped. Do you keep your T-shirts all in the same spot?
Yeah.
And like your shorts or your jeans?
Yeah, but I separate it, so it's easy grabbable.
Yeah,
grabbable?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... did we screw you up today? Are you not dressed? I haven't even really looked.
This happens to me all the time. You'll say, yeah, I got these pants on, or I got this. I'm like, what? I don't know what you're wearing. You've been here for an hour. I have no idea what you even have on.
Well, no, what happened was last night I put some stuff off to the side, like I do. And this morning I realized that the shirt that I had put with everything else was very wrinkly.
Oh, okay.
And then I was like, oh, can I wear this?
Boy, and you know how judgy we are about wrinkled shirts.
Well, you better not.
Man, we can't even do the radio show with a wrinkled shirt around here.
But here's the thing. Corporate is going to be around.
Oh, yeah, man. They've mentioned it. They've mentioned it. They said if that kid, Steve kid, if he's in a wrinkled shirt, boom.
Well, but here's the thing. The one day that I wear something, and it was like super wrinkly.
I understand. You're right. You probably would have walked right up to a corporate guy and you'd have been like, man, what's with the wrinkled shirt?
Yeah, exactly. It's always the one day, you know?
I understand what you're saying.
That's all I'm saying. So my routine was thrown off because then I was debating, and then I was sitting there for a while thinking, oh, should I, shouldn't I? And that just threw me off, and then I eventually decided to change shirt. And this one is still kind of wrinkly.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned it first.
Let me see what you look like.
Yeah, take a peek, Kev.
I mean, it's not terrible.
Stand up. Let's take a good look.
You better get out of here before corporate gets here.
There are those that would say you should dress like corporate's going to be here every day.
I did.
The Big 99.9. That's a good point.
Yeah, shorts.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You guys have been co-workers for probably since before I was born.
Well, let's not get crazy.
Dang near.
I mean, it's close.
Kevin James.
You guys will be bumping fists in the old folks' home and watching reruns of Star Trek. I can already see it.
More the Andy Griffith Show, I think. But yeah, you're fine.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, more chances to qualify for the Silver to Silver sweepstakes on the way. And we got Kevin Hart tickets to give away today as well. When is that show?
That is Sunday. Sunday night.
Crazy.
One night and one night only.
Crazy.
Kevin Hart.
All right, so let's get a look at the audio vault here and see what's happening. I guess I'll start with Post Malone. Everywhere these days. Was this a 60 Minutes interview? What was this interview from? Do you remember, Steve, off the top of your head?
It must have been that. I think it was that. I was going to say that or the like Today Show or something, but I think it was 60 Minutes.
Did you? Well, first of all, he dropped his album last week. Kevin, I did spend more time with it yesterday. It's good.
It's good.
Yeah,
it really is.
There's a lot of really good songs on it. I mean, there's a lot of the collaborations, which I get, you know, he jumped into country and he, you know, collabed with a bunch of people, you know, the biggest stars that there are.
It's one of the things that the pop world has always done.
Yeah.
You don't see a pop song hardly ever without somebody else on it.
Yeah, and there's a lot.
And I love it. Country has been doing more of it.
Yes.
And I enjoy it.
Yeah, and I think they've been doing a good job with them.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Yours was the other song that, you know, I think I probably got text or sent that song 5 million times because my daughter just happened to get married, and it's a very, you know, emotional story and a cool angle, and the whole thing is great.
It's a, you know, a father talking to his new
future son-in-law.
Yeah, his future. Yeah, not his. The future. He didn't even know the guy yet.
Right. I don't know you yet. Yeah. But he, you know, he just talked about the fact that his daughter has, you know, changed his life.
It changes your life in the best way ever.
You've said she saved your life, kind of?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Her and her mom.
In what way?
4 years ago, I was on a rough path.
What were you wrestling with then?
Everything. It was terrible.
You were already really successful.
Yes, sir.
And then he just goes on to talk more about that.
So what was troubling you?
That's a good question. Loneliness.
Post says he was spiraling downward.
Getting up, having a good cry, drinking, and then going, living your life, and then whenever you go lay down, drinking some more and having a good cry. And just like, I gotta wake up tomorrow and do this again.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder he wrote a country album.
Well, okay.
If his dog ran away.
You're right. Yeah.
No, everything I've seen with him, with Post Malone, he seems like one of the nicest guys, right?
Very and grateful.
Yeah.
And it feels like he's kind of like in tune to, I mean, whatever he has gone through, which is obviously a real thing.
He's like Jelly Roll in slow motion.
Yeah, for sure. That's 100% what it's like. Because Jelly was just a million miles an hour about it. Yeah.
It's interesting.
It is. It's an interesting story.
He's been open about that for sure, that it's like, I was going the wrong way.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, his
it's so weird when you listen to singers, celebrities, whatever, where they get that thing where you're like, okay, I got all the success, everything in the world I thought I wanted.
Yep.
And why do I feel so alone and empty? And it's like, well, yeah, because you don't have the stuff that really matters.
Right.
And now he does, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. And because, you know, obviously success doesn't necessarily mean happiness. I think we've all figured that out, or hopefully anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the happiest people might not seem to be the people you think they are. But anyway, cool thing. I like the way he's going about it. He just seems super grateful and has done the right thing all the way along, been respectful of the industry and all the things. And I'm sure when we're in Nashville, he'll probably be make a sudden appearance magically.
Man. Yeah, that'd be cool.
And then he'll just be like, oh, hey, guess what? I got a surprise for you guys today. Post Malone came by. Doesn't that not seem like that would be the thing?
Yes.
Like he would just all of a sudden just show up.
I could see it.
And then, you know, he'd be there and he'd probably like sing a couple songs and off he would go.
Yeah.
Take a couple pictures and be
cool.
done.
It'd be cool to get a chance to interview him for sure.
If you think that you are washing your towels, your sheets, and all this stuff correctly, I want to know if anybody's heard of this. Oh, by the way, it was the Sunday Morning Show. I had a couple people confirm that that's where that interview was from.
Oh.
The Sunday Morning Show. Okay. I was trying to recognize that guy's voice who does the...
It sounded very 60 Minutes.
It did, yeah. Check out what you're supposed to do to wash your towels, your sheets, and everything to make them smell cleaner.
Did your grandmother ever tell you the secret to getting rid of those stinky odors that cling to your clothes, your shoes, your mattresses, even your sofa? It's vodka. Fill a spray bottle with vodka and mist away. It eliminates odors on clothes. Just focus on those stinky areas, and I'll save you money at the dry cleaners. No more stinky sneakers around here. It even eliminates odors on those mattresses. Works on sofas, too. Grandmas know best, and now you know vodka's not just for drinking.
Supposed really? To squirt vodka onto your, like your bed?
So, like,
bed?
My shoes are stinky, and she said just, like, squirt vodka.
I mean, it'll give it a different smell for sure.
Does vodka have a smell?
No.
I don't know that it does
really,
either.
No,
yeah,
it, I don't feel like it really does.
Is it just because alcohol absorbs odors?
Probably. Kills everything? I don't know.
And she also said you save money at the dry cleaning. Do you? Isn't vodka relatively expensive? I don't know. I guess you could buy cheap vodka, probably.
Well, and the reason I take stuff to the dry cleaning is because you can't wash it in the regular wash.
Right.
And I don't want to iron it.
Okay, right, yeah.
So I don't think vodka is going to fix that. I mean, unless Steve, you drink enough of it and you don't care if it's wrinkly, Steve.
Steve, you should have sprayed that on your wrinkly shirt. That would have been great. You hang it up, you spray it. Steve comes to work with corporate coming to town smelling like vodka. What could go wrong?
I would have known. That would have been better.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. And let's see, what else do I have? Oh, yeah, let's do the Dustin Lynch one. Dustin Lynch, when you think of Dustin Lynch... What do you think of Kevin?
I don't know. I mean, I just think of first. I think of his smile.
Definitely that. 100% that. Yep.
And I just think of him. He just always been like so nice. Like he's very just hangs out. Yep. I will admit I think about him singing karaoke with us once.
I think about the fact that he just feels like a party. You know, he likes to have a good time. Smile, of course, yes.
Party mood, right. Party mood.
And, you know, he's like, hey, man, the lake in the summer.
You know, you let the playlist determine what happens. Do a little surfing, do a little floating, and then we end up at one of the bars on the water and eat dinner. And most of the time, we call it quits after dinner, but sometimes if we're fired up, we'll dock the boat, call an Uber, and end up on Broadway downtown. It's a long day. You got to pace yourself. But we've become pretty good at being pirates.
Wow.
I mean, his emphasis of...
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
Oh, my God. That's where the trouble begins.
Yeah.
Where somebody makes the great suggestion of, you know what we should do? Get an Uber and go to Broadway in Nashville. Yeah, what could possibly go wrong?
We haven't done nearly enough yet today.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I'm so happy to hear that it wasn't a discount on the skydiving. I was like, what an absolutely idiotic idea. Can we get half price?
Hey, let me talk you down. Yeah,
sure. Let's see how much I care what happens to you.
Kevin James.
It should be I'll pay you afterwards.
Yes.
Let's see how it goes.
Let's see your performance, and then I'll pay you.
Performance-based payment.
You know, a down payment, maybe.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
A couple more chances for you to qualify for the Silver to Silver sweepstakes. That's including four tickets to Silverwood for this summer season, and a two-night stay at Silver Mountain Resort. So, yeah, we have that coming up for a chance to qualify. And we have Kevin Hart tickets after 7 o'clock this morning. The big Kevin Hart comedy show, as they like to call it. The big Laugh-A-Lot. I think, isn't it called Laugh-A-Lot?
The Laugh-A-Lot.
Yeah,
Great American Outdoor Laugh-A-Lot. Whatever it is. It's a great name.
Well, their
it's
name is, their name
Spokane.
Is wordy, is it not?
Yeah.
The Great American Outdoor...
Northwest Comedy Festival?
What is it?
Isn't that what it is?
What is it? It's not the Great American Outdoor anything.
Yeah, I don't think that's right.
It is something about the great outdoors.
And that be the... It's not American, though. I think because I the Great American Outdoor Show is
no,
like
it's
an
not American. Cause I believe it's a...
That's
it's
an outdoors
in Canada.
The Great Outdoor
great
comedy,
comedy
Festival.
Yeah. It just made it a little harder
well,
than
I mean,
needed
it,
to be.
It kind of is. It's great.
It is great.
Outdoors. It's comedy, and it's a festival, so I guess it's appropriately named.
I want to see the whole lineup for that, because... Is Chelsea, Kelsey
Cook?
Yeah, she's performing.
Thank you. Sometimes I can't say her name, Kelsey Cook.
Okay, yeah, she's on Saturday.
Which, dang
she's
it.
With Shane
That's
Dallas.
Why I blocked it out.
Because you have a thing on Saturday.
Yeah, there's a wedding, and so I was like, I think I just blocked it out, because I really like her, and she's
yeah.
from here.
Yeah.
Spokane girl. Well,
right.
Cheney girl, Cheney Weenie.
Sure.
What?
I'm from Medical Lake, so we...
So it's
well,
allowed?
Not from Medical Lake,
okay.
But I mean, my kids went to school there, so mm-hmm. we would call Cheney people Cheney Weenies.
Okay.
Is that a well-known thing? Do other people say that, or is that just...
I think it's a Medical Lake thing. I mean, Cheney Weenie would be something I think would be something funny for people to say, but I don't know. I've never heard anybody in the Valley call anybody that.
I know, and then the one kid from Cheney that, you know... Or a couple kids from Cheney that played football, you know, like when we were younger.
Sure.
They were our biggest studs.
Right.
So I kind of stopped saying it.
That's probably a good idea, yeah.
Okay.
When you're listening to new music, Kevin was saying to, when we were in the break there that he listened to Post Malone's Yours yesterday. And again, for those who don't, Kevin, stop mean mugging Steve.
What did I do?
He's giving him the look.
I am.
He's giving him the...
I was lipping some words to him, mouthing.
Well, you weren't just mouthing them because I could hear you.
Oh, sorry.
You thought
I had my... I hope you didn't really hear
you literally thought you were just saying them silently, and I'm like,
yeah.
I can actually hear you. I don't know
Oops.
If you know that, but...
Go ahead, Jay. I was listening to Post Malone yesterday.
And it's gonna break my heart when she gives hers to you. And it won't be tomorrow, but it's gonna be too soon. When I walk it down that aisle and do what daddies have to do. And she might be wearing white, but her first dress, it was pink. She might be your better half, yeah, but she's my everything.
So Kevin was listening to that song, Yours, about, you know, walking his daughter down the aisle, and you know, it's a song based on the fact that he hasn't yet met, I mean, his 2-year-old daughter's, you know, better half. And so you were listening to the song how many times?
Well,
in a row?
So what happened, Jay, was I thought, you know, when you're on Apple Music, if you pull it up, just the song, it will just play the song over and over.
If you just search It'll that never, song, yeah.
Yeah, and right. I thought I had searched, I thought I was on the whole album.
You thought you were on F1 Trillion.
Down for like a little 20-minute breather, if you will.
Sure.
If I fell asleep.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, whatever, it was 20 minutes. And I laid down, and I had that song in my little AirPods, and I thought, okay, yeah, I'll listen to this album while I'm just laying here. But what happened was it was just on that song, and it just kept repeating the song over and over
for
and
20
over
minutes
and over. Yeah, for like 25 minutes probably by the time it was all said and done. And I never changed it. I didn't care.
That's
I
like
that
eight
lot.
Times. So you listen to the song like eight times through, just over and over and over again, eight times in a row.
Yeah. I've done that a lot. It's like if I'm driving my back in the day, I'd be driving my car, right? Driving around.
Right.
And it would do the same thing where it was stuck on a song. I think the world record was Jimmy Allen's Gonna Make You Want To. Gonna
okay.
Make Me Want.
Right.
When it first came out, I just left it on, and I think I went all the way to Coeur d'Alene and back with that song playing.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot. I've done, you know, many times I've listened more than once.
Sure.
So, because, you know, you're like, oh, that was cool. I'm sure I didn't get it all. You know, you want to try to take in the whole story or whatever the case might be. A three might be the max. I just don't think I've ever.
Yeah, I just don't
done like
the
10.
Effort to change it. It's like, hey, it's playing. That's fine.
Yeah, you're like, that's good enough. Whatever. I'll just
do you ever
it.
Do that, Steve? Steve, do you ever listen to music? I don't think you do.
When he's not here?
I don't think Steve listens to any. I don't understand what Steve does.
What do you mean?
My son said that last night at the fair, Kevin.
He said he doesn't know what Steve does?
Uh-huh. He's like.
Wait, was your son there last night?
He was, yeah.
Which one?
My youngest son.
Doggone it.
Yeah, he's a country music lover.
Miss all the good stuff.
Yeah, and his girlfriend. And so he goes, right afterwards, first of all, my son loves Steve. He's like,
who doesn't?
Butter me up before you bring me down.
No, my son is like a super positive kid. So he goes, God, he's such a nice guy. I go, he's very nice. And he goes, doesn't game though? Because he was thinking that, you know, he was going to try to get into gaming with Steve.
Well, right, because 33-year-old guy.
Right.
Single.
Yes.
He seems like he should be a guy playing a lot of video games.
100%.
You don't touch him. Right, Steve?
No, I mean.
He don't put that poison in his brain, Kevin.
You don't have a gaming system.
I asked him that. I go, so do you have a console of some sort, of any sort? Well, I had one. I shared one in college, or what was the answer you gave? Something along those lines?
Oh, my brother and I. We
your brother. Okay.
Yeah.
But now you do not.
No, I don't.
Does your brother still play?
He doesn't, no.
Wow.
And you have no desire. I don't know why we feel like why should we? It's like it's opposite day. You know, we're like trying to encourage him to play more
video games.
It's like, what is happening right now?
I don't know. Do you listen to music very much?
I mean, I listen to it all the time in the car.
Okay.
If I'm on like a road trip or if I'm traveling somewhere or whatever, yeah.
Is it just radio though?
Not necessarily. Most of the time, yeah.
You have like a playlist like, hey, this is my road trip and jam, bro.
Yeah, dude.
So I just don't see that you even have a way to hook your phone into your car. Or do you?
Well.
See?
I don't judge me.
Okay.
I feel like you're already judging me.
What kind of cassette deck do you have?
No, I got an iPod. With my computer, like 10 years ago.
Okay.
And I still have it.
So you have your iPod? Your iPod, that's even hard to say.
You have an iPod?
Yeah, man.
So you have an iPod that you listen to in your car?
Yeah, like on long road trips or something.
Okay, I got it.
Through like an auxiliary jack or what?
Yeah, or like the USB.
Oh, through the USB, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Steve. iPod, how many songs are on there?
Is it a shuffle?
No.
Do you know, can you put new songs on it?
That's a great question.
I probably could if I wanted to.
But it's got your songs that you love from 10 years ago, and that's all you need.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a nice little throwback, really.
Sure, yeah. Wow, okay.
It's got some comedy on there.
I'm going to put... Really?
It's got a little bit of everything.
No way.
Who's the comedy?
I'm going to put this on the poll.
Oh, it's my boy.
Seinfeld?
Yeah. It's hilarious. It's from a CD. I put it from a CD onto the iPod.
I'm going to put this on the poll. Do you have an iPod you currently use?
I mean, I haven't. I probably actually haven't used it in...
Since you drove here, maybe?
I don't even think I used it for that.
What did you do, just drive in dead silence?
No, I did listen to the radio, I think the whole way.
Okay. All right.
That's a very good radio guy thing to do.
Yeah, it is.
You know, when I said don't judge me, I feel like now I'm being judged.
I'm not judging you at all. I'm actually commending you because that's, as radio people, what we should do. Like, we should listen to the radio.
Right.
Support ourselves.
That's right. It was weird. There's like a certain thing where people, you know, they travel across the country having like seminars or whatever. And it was interesting hearing that specific person in different cities and going to like that city's convention like center.
So-and-so's hypnosis for stop smoking.
Yeah.
And then you would hear him in all the different markets.
Yeah. It was weird.
Like that.
It was very strange.
That's crazy. All right. Well, look, I've had a lot of requests for it, so I'm just going to play it. So here it is. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Kevin, where's your iPod?
You know, Jay, I don't have one anymore, you can
play,
sadly.
You can play this on repeat.
Yeah.
I don't know who you are, but one day I'm going to. And it's gonna break my heart when she gives hers to you. And it won't be tomorrow, but it's gonna be too soon. When I walk her down that aisle and do what daddies have to do. And she might be wearing white, but her first dress, it was pink. She might be your better half, yeah, but she's my everything. We both love her forever, but I loved her long before. And one day she's yours. Yesterday she said her first word. She's a long way from I do. Right now she runs to me. One day she'll run to you. And it's gonna be your best day, but it's gonna be my worst. You might watch her walking towards you, but I saw her walking first. And she might be wearing white, but her first dress, it was pink. She might be your better half, yeah, but she's my everything. We both love her forever. Someone else's world. And she might be wearing white, but her first dress, it was pink. She might be your better half, but to me she's everything. Yours. Even if she takes your last name, buddy, that don't mean she's yours.